Episode 976, Enjoy the Simple Pleasures in Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are off to a wonderful start to a beautiful week. This is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I am honored to have you here. Thank you so much for being present, for sharing with your friends and family. That means the world to me. Today, we're going to talk about how to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. We sometimes need to slow down in order to speed up, but with our busyness, it kind of gets us before we really know what we're missing out on. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you're definitely a woman of impact, a man of impact, when you join with me and you share with your friends and family. You're considered an impactor. And one way that we as impactors do, we kind of get caught up in being a transformational superhero. We want to be the game changer. We want to wear our cape proud. And that's not a bad thing because we know that we can make a difference, that every single thing we do counts. But what happens is we forget how crazy our day gets. You know, coming off of 9/11 remembrance, the Hurricane Harvey, and now Hurricane Irma, and we've got another hurricane up and coming, and all these other abnormalities in life, which really became our normalness in life, we got to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. Enjoy the simple pleasures, the ones we take for granted more often than we care to admit. When you enjoy the simple pleasures in life, you open your heart and fill it with gratitude, which churns to joy. It reminds me of the good old days when I would be in class as an elementary student and we would be learning and we would kind of play this whole thing. I know I'm totally dating myself here, but like Little House on the Prairie. And we would churn our own butter. And for usually once, you know, in your elementary year, you would go off to a place and you would get to learn to make soap and maybe make homemade butter and wash your clothes on a washboard. I mean, can you imagine doing that now? I know you're already rolling your eyes, aren't you? But that's what they had to do in the olden days. They had to churn the butter. They had to make all of this stuff by hand. Well, when you wrap yourself up and you open your heart and you fill it with gratitude, it churns to joy. That's the butter of your life. Have you ever thought about it that way? You can't help but smile even during the times of troubles and struggles. Enjoy the simple pleasures in life. Now, what are these simple pleasures? If we don't know what they are, we can't enjoy them. And I don't know about you, but I'm too B-U-S-Y to think about it much. And we get wrapped up and we think sometimes the simple pleasures are our Facebook feed, our Instagram stories, or our little Twitter. Who's liked me this time? Who's following me? We're all about the likes. If you've started a business Facebook page, you're like, gosh, how many likes am I? Have I hit the 500? Am I up to the 2,000 mark? But really, what are those simple pleasures that God wants us to recognize? And I find that we are more attracted to the drama and the conflict. We like adventure. Anything that pushes our blood pressure up skyrockets it. Why? Because it gives us a natural high. For example, you might actually pick an argument with your hubby just to nudge him, just to kind of get in there, right? I know you're thinking, I'm not guilty. And you're looking, oh, maybe I am. You're crossing your fingers like, this doesn't count, right? No, it does count. Because that's who we are. But this doesn't make you a bad person. These are human tendencies. But what we need to introduce in our life is heavenly tendencies so we can enjoy the simple pleasures in life. So what are those simple pleasures? Have any in mind? You've got something that comes right there. Maybe it's the, oh yeah, I'm thinking about it. After you come home, long day, you want to just jump in the bathtub, put a little bit of something yummy in there and just sit and relax and have your famous whatever bubbly, whether it's coffee or chocolate or an alcoholic yummy, yummy, whatever it is, a wine, that's what you want sitting next to you. Maybe it's dinner with the family. Maybe it's snuggle time before bedtime. Maybe it's the hummingbirds flying from one flower to the other. I've got beautiful hibiscus that sit both in the front of our house and on our lanai. And they just fly. And here up north, you don't see always a lot of hummingbirds. And so when they come, it's like a gift for me. Maybe it's rainbows after a storm. I love seeing double rainbows. My children are like, Mom, it's just a rainbow. We just saw one, you know, after the last storm. I said, no, it's not just a rainbow. It's there for a reason. Maybe it's full moons for you. And you like to see that. You know, we just had the total solar eclipse. Maybe that was it for you. Maybe it's those sweet goodbye kisses to your loved ones as they go off to work or as you put them on the school bus. Maybe it's a simple caress of the hand or down the back to say, I'm here. What are your simple pleasures in your life that you're forgetting? Because I know, look at your schedule. Right now, that's what your schedule says your simple pleasures are. Running off to activities, trying to get dinner on the table, you know, throwing somewhere, somehow grocery shopping in that mix. Maybe taking a shower if you're lucky, getting in a 10-minute HIIT, you know, exercise routine if you're extra lucky, and maybe a peck on the cheek. That's not a really great day, is it? But when we slow down, we give ourselves the opportunity to speed up, and that means we get to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. Be in search for the little things. Enjoy the simple pleasures in your life. Connect to your heart and let that churn to joy. You know, that's really the butter that you want to handle. You know, there's nothing better than fresh butter. And I love butter. And if you're going to cook with it, I know that's for another episode, but real butter is awesome. And I'm one who likes to cut it. And there's just something about the texture of it. It's like just perfect, that consistency. And it's like smushy, and it's better even than Play-Doh. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll sit there and mush it and gush it into my recipes. But that's what we want to do with our lives. When you enjoy the simple pleasures in life, you have that gratitude, that butter, and when you churn it all up, what does it turn into? Joy. That's what you're searching for today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. The simple pleasures are his gift to you. Go out, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.